Rolihlahla Nhlanhla Mandela, the icon of the anti-apartheid movement, was born in a mud hut in Nkunu village near Umtata in Transkei, South Africa, on July 18, 1918. Rolihlahla in the Xhosa language literally means troublemaker. He was given the name of Nelson by one of his teachers, a common practice in colonial Africa. His father, Henry, was a respected advisor to the Tembo royal family. Mandela was being groomed to succeed him, but politics was Mandela's calling as he abandoned village politics for a higher calling. Mandela, affectionately called Madiba, an honorary title adopted by all members of his clan, became a symbol of the fight against apartheid, a system of racial segregation that was enforced through legislation by successive leaders of the National Party. For two decades, Mandela directed peaceful, non-violent acts of defiance against the South African government and its apartheid policies. In 1956, Mandela and 150 others were arrested and charged with treason for their political advocacy, and they were later acquitted. During the war of the 50s, Mandela was the victim of various forms of repression. He was banned, arrested and imprisoned, forced to live apart from his family, moving from place to place to evade detection by the government's ubiquitous informers and police spies. Mandela had to adopt a number of disguises, sometimes dressed as a common laborer, at other times as a chauffeur. His successful evasion of the police earned him the title of the Black Pimpernel. In the township of Shelville in 1960, hundreds of blacks took to the street to protest pass laws, and in what became known as the Shelville Massacre, 69 black Africans were gunned down by the police and the ANC was banned. It was during this time that he, together with other leaders of the ANC, constituted a new specialized section of the liberation movement, Umkhonto weSizwe, or the Spear of the Nation, as an armed nucleus with a view to preparing for armed struggle. In 1962, Mandela left the country for military training in Algeria and to arrange training for other MK members. But upon his return, he was arrested for leaving the country illegally and was convicted and jailed for 5 years. While serving his sentence, he was charged in the Rivonia trial with sabotage and sentenced to life imprisonment. Mandela was jailed at Robben Island, a notorious maximum security prison on a small island 7 kilometers off the coast near Cape Town. But even after facing possible death sentence, Mandela remained defiant.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve, but if need be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die.
During the 1970s, Mandela refused the offer of a remission of sentence if he recognized Transkei and settled there. In the 1980s, he again rejected then Prime Minister P.W. Botha's offer of freedom if he renounced violence. Mandela was inaugurated as the first democratically elected state president of South Africa on May 10, 1994. In his acceptance speech, Mandela called for peace and reconciliation.
Never, never, and never again shall it be that this beautiful land will again experience the oppression of one by another.
Former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says Mandela leaves a rich legacy for Zimbabwe.
It is the close of a chapter, a very great chapter for all of us. Madiba represented the last of the great liberation heroes. He became an inspiration to those who were fighting for freedom.
ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo concurs with Tsvangirai, saying Mandela was a true hero.
Comrade Mandela was an icon of the liberation struggle.
ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa says Mandela's ANC fought alongside Zimbabwe's ZAPU and they had strong ties.
The relationship was really very good. As you know, we have South Africans who died in battle in Zimbabwe during the Wanke and the Spolilo battles.
Madiba retired from public life in June 1999, but some say he never retired because he continued his mission to save the people through his various foundations, such as the Mandela Foundation. In his autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom, Mandela summarized a life of struggle, saying, quote, "I've walked that long road to freedom. I've tried not to falter. I've made missteps along the way, but I have discovered the secret that after climbing a great hill, one only finds that there are many more hills to climb. This is a challenge for the future generations, continuing the legacy of Nelson Mandela, sacrificing one's life for others." Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, this is Blessing Zulum.